Welcome back to a triumphant Tuesday here on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. We're just reveling in a massive win by the Commanders on the road, brightest of lights, Monday Night Football on the road in Cincinnati. Jaden Daniels, in his third career start, played like a superstar.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it.
I wonder how many people in those huge survivor pools took the Bengals last
year. A lot.
I know my buddy Vinny did.
Did he?
Yep.
You know what? Glad he lost. I like Vinny. He's a nice guy. Glad he took an L.
We just had John Keim on the show. He had a really good article on ESPN.com, and we're scheduled to have Jonathan Allen join us at 9 o'clock. And Jaden Daniels doesn't necessarily have a nickname, and I don't want to lift it, but Jonathan Allen was asked about Jaden Daniels, and he said, he's the answer.
He seems like the answer.
And that is the truth. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have said he's him because it did Jaden Daniels is blank on Instagram. You go to Sports Junkies Radio. EB, you had a nickname, which Shola pointed out. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time to get to it. Maybe it's still a little early, and I know you feel like it's blasphemous. It's a good one.
Jaden Christ?
Jaden Christ.
Pretty good one.
I come from a very religious family. I don't know if I can do that.
I don't know why we haven't started printing the t-shirts. In Jaden, we trust.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why those aren't already for sale.
Yeah.
Like, we need to get that printer.
He doesn't own the rights to the name Jaden.
I don't think
so. There are other people named Jaden.
No,
somebody last night said too, because I put a picture of a blue Slurpee last night.
Yeah.
And said we should print 1,000 t-shirts of a Terry McLaurin blue Slurpee.
I'm parched over here. I don't see a blue Raz Terry Slurpee anywhere within arm's
length. Has anybody even called about
anybody?
That?
Is anybody out there? I know
what
the phones
just
are working.
Mar? Can we just send Mar out? He can edit a video later. Just send him out. We need seven blue Raz
Terry Slurpees. We need those delivered to 1015 Half Street like 5 minutes ago.
I mean, you could probably do it on Uber Eats, right? Can you do Uber Eats 7-Eleven?
We need to lean on the listeners. This is where
we need a big ass gift basket.
This is where generally the lazy listeners need to come up big for us. They need to hook us.
Like I'm such a manly man. I don't know anything about where do you get gift like where do you get baskets?
Just the basket? You go to like Home Goods or TJ Maxx.
I wouldn't even know where to buy a basket.
My guess would be like Michael's.
You'd probably get one at Walmart.
Yeah, easily. Or Walmart.
Walmart has a basket?
Sure.
Oh, they got everything.
Like Target.
Okay.
Get anything
like
from Target.
Target.
We need like a Costco size, though. We need like a big one. Because there's going to be a lot of stuff in there.
There's going to be a lot of products in there that we're sending out to Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
GM of the Bears. A big thank you for drafting Caleb Williams and looking at Jaden Williams saying, you know what?
Jaden Daniels, my bad.
Looking at Jaden Daniels and saying, you know what? I don't want that guy. I don't want that superstar.
No.
I'm going to take the mercurial, kind of weird, flighty Caleb Williams at number one.
Right.
And I'll let the Commanders take what looks to be a generational talent. Now, it's three starts, but...
Hey, remember when I said yesterday?
What a huge performance.
Commanders fans take a little glee in Caleb Williams struggling. It's in full display today, I feel like.
Caleb may be just fine, by the way.
I've always admitted that.
Why
wouldn't you?
It's not even me wanting him to like.
I think Caleb will be fine.
Just want Jaden to be better.
But I think that he's going to be more up and down. He's going to be more of a roller coaster.
I think Caleb Williams will be fine eventually. Jaden Daniels is beating him to the punch.
He's definitely beating him to the punch.
He's emerged.
So far.
If they have rookie of the year voting right now, he's the rookie of the year.
Yeah. Right now, yes.
I mean, Marvin Harrison might give him a run. I don't know.
You
know
Malik Nabers.
They will.
There are some good guys. But
right now, he's number one. He did that on prime time, Monday Night Football, the whole nation watching. And he basically pitched a perfect game.
All right, so let's hear from Dan Quinn. He was in the locker room, obviously, last night. Had some cool things. And also, some of the Bengals were talking about how impressed they were to watch Jaden Daniels.
Don't be surprised.
Jamar Chase is silly, though. He's good. So is Burrow.
We said earlier in the week, man, you put the work in when it was ready for go time, right? There's a lot of people outside our building said, nah, that's a bad win tonight.
All right, let's
go get another one. All right, on the road. Head to Arizona. Proud as you guys, man. All right. That's a great team win tonight. All right.
DQ continues to wear the hat backwards, which I like.
Did he wear
that about him?
I thought he wore it forwards for the
He wore it for Tampa the first
game.
Half.
He might have
and
for
then
the
he
Tampa game,
it.
But he's been backwards hat guy since.
Yeah. For Tampa, he wore it forwards for the first half, and then he switched it.
This is Dan Steinberg. He tweeted this about 40 minutes ago at DC Sports Blog. Through three games, Jaden Daniels is first in completion percentage, fourth in quarterback rating, fourth in first downs per attempt, seventh in QBR, second in quarterback rushing yards, first in QB rushing touchdowns. That's through three games.
I think it's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
The amount of first downs with the legs, that's not going to go away.
No, that's what's called sticky, JP. Sticky.
That's fantasy glee right there, Casey.
He didn't start him.
It's also fantasy regret because I benched Jaden for Derek Carr. I told Mike.
Yeah, but that's short term.
I said, that was dumb. That will never
happen again.
Why
would
you do that?
I'll probably cut Carr.
Because Carr was putting up 40 points a week.
Inordinately hot, though. You knew that wasn't real.
This is never. It will never happen again. The only way Jaden comes out of the lineup going forward, injury.
Yeah.
He's unbenchable.
Now, he wouldn't have won anyway. Even if he started Daniel.
I would have lost, but points
are important.
Points are big.
Yeah. I baptize you.
I'm as vulnerable as I've ever been.
Right.
I mean
were you fist pumping last night?
Yes.
I mean, are you pleased? Did it make your day last night when they pulled out that dub?
Yes.
Were you anxious?
Makes everybody's day better.
I know. Listen, I know you're counting ratings, bonuses, and everything because we get more listeners the better the teams do.
It's fantastic.
I mean, it's actually
it's not
factual.
A bad thing. Like, it's actually a good thing.
I'm thinking about the college tuitions.
But
I can
just
pay
as out. A fan now.
But I'm asking you a question. Yeah, like last night, if they had lost, I was trying to convince myself that I was going to be okay with it because Jaden was still great, but it still would have pained me deep down.
If they had lost, I don't know if it really pains me in my dark, cold heart, but it would have been a worse day. It would have not. A terrible Tuesday is not nearly as fun as a triumphant Tuesday.
We should get a big bucket or kiddie pool and baptize cakes in blue Slurpee.
See, now you're
marinara to the blue Slurpee.
You're volunteering me because you're upset because I had you get blue hair last week.
Yeah.
See, I see what's happening here.
Hey, by the way.
But I'm always up for a bit.
By the way, we've anointed Jaden, right? He's obviously has the skill set. There's no more moral victory. That's gone. That's out the window. You can't just have
a moral victory last night.
I know, but
even
moving
and losing. Yeah.
But moving forward, there's no more moral victories.
I think there's gonna be because the defense is so bad.
No, there shouldn't be moral victories. They're 2-1.
I
understand there's 14 games to go, but at 2-1,
you're
looking at
and
the Cowboys being 1-2. Like now, people should legitimately be thinking. This team has a chance to go to the playoffs.
Jaden is as good or better than I thought and imagined, and I had him number one. Yeah, this guy right here, number
it's
one.
It's going to be tough.
Look, number one.
It's going to be tough. To,
it's amazing.
But
second
on
the it's going to be tough to win a division with that defense.
That defense is way worse than I thought. Way worse. Like, I don't know. Joe Witt, what's he doing? I don't know.
Well, he does now, to defend him, he doesn't have a lot to work with.
Well, I thought they were geniuses over there.
Well, I mean, you can be a genius,
but
if you're saddled with a bunch of
focus on the positive. That guy you have number one.
Great, but
that guy you have number one getting a franchise quarterback gives you a chance to make the playoffs every season.
Unlike you, I knew that before yesterday. I knew we had him week one. I said, oh, I've seen enough. Mm-hmm. Actually, the first pass to Diami in a preseason, go look at my tweet. I said, that's it. I don't need to say more. We got our guy.
All right, I wanted to see more.
Okay, well, my elite talent evaluator, I saw right away.
I could go through a history of your elite talent evaluation.
Right away, we had our guys. This is not a revelation to this guy right here.
You won't apply for
Ryan Poles'
job.
Do you know how many misses you have?
Listen. I knew he was a star. That was not new. But what is
you
a revelation to me is
you anointed Sam Howell last year.
I think he could play too, but not like this. Not like this. No. This guy's special. This guy's different.
Of course, he was drafted too.
But the downside is, and I'm sorry I have to bring it up, we can't count victories, even though we're going to be competitive every week, and I don't think we'll ever get blown out again.
No.
I really don't. I don't believe that.
Probably not.
The week one thing was a fluke because Kingsbury was babying him too much. But now Kingsbury's evolved. But our defense is so
bad. The league ain't that predictable, my friend.
Whatever.
I mean, just look at the teams that lost this week.
What is predictable is our terrible defense.
That is bad.
They're terrible.
Very predictable.
They're terrible. And that's going to haunt us, so we can't get too ahead of our skis.
But the guy you have number one keeps them in every game.
Exactly. That's why I said we're never going to get blown out.
Now, defenses will adjust.
Doesn't matter.
I was surprised that they didn't blitz more.
Mm-hmm. He's got answers.
Because when he actually had time, and he had a lot of time on many occasions, like he took off a couple times after it seemed like 4 or 5 seconds in the pocket. And then he took off because he didn't like what he saw downfield.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like pulling the trigger. Whatever. I'm going to guess that defenses will adjust and start blitzing more. But then maybe they beat him over the top more.
Well, yeah, they blitzed answers. On the 3rd and 7.
Right.
And he got hit, but he put it perfectly into McLaurin's hands.
He hasn't seen it all at the pro level yet, but he's seen so much at the college level.
Huge advantage.
And, you know.
Cardinals allow 323 yards per game. I like that.
I mean,
looking forward to that match.
One of the things about Jaden Daniels, who you have number one, EB,
I have him
is
number
he
one.
Is 1 year older than Caleb Williams and 2 years older than Drake May. And a lot of it is the experience in college football.
The experience, the poise, and then the God-given ability that these other kids don't have. Pretty deadly combination.
I like it.
God-given I think those other ability. Guys have God-given ability.
I didn't say they didn't, but they don't have the total package.
It was amazing how manageable the 3rd and 4s and 3rd and 2s and 4th and 2 and 4th and 4 were. Just because he's a threat not just to throw it,
yep.
But he'll just juke a linebacker or safety and he'll get 3 or 4 yards.
Provided that the O-line doesn't get overwhelmed. And those guys cannot get enough credit for what they did. That is a patchwork O-line that people were kind of like, I don't know.
They deserve their flowers.
They
Absolutely.
Deserve their flowers.
But Jason's right. Them. It was 3rd and manageable. And
pretty much
I don't know
night.
How Cliff Kingsbury doesn't dial up a Jaden run every time. Like if I was the coordinator and it was 3rd and short.
Well, because he wants to have
I would at least have an option.
He wants.
I would have him run bootlegs and either throw that little dump off or you run.
Every game he's had double-digit carries.
Yes.
It's not like he's got him in, you know, bubble wrap. He's putting him out there and he's exposing him to runs because he knows it helps keep the chains moving for the offense. All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show on Team 980, and scheduled to join us at 9 o'clock, Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders.